From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. If there was a weekly competition for attention in the tech world, New York City would be off to an early lead this week. Members of the city's tech scene are still celebrating the announcement that Yahoo will buy the blogging service Tumblr. Tumblr was founded in the city and is still based here. The $1.1 billion purchase has people reacting this way.
Mostly like high fives and where's the party?
That's Andrew Roche, chairman of the New York Tech Meetup, where engineers and entrepreneurs gather to show off their ideas every month. The event draws thousands, and Roche says the purchase of Tumblr has a lot of people in the startup community here feeling vindicated they chose New York as their home as opposed to Silicon Valley.
Any city that has high-quality human capital is able to take advantage of technology in new ways. And frankly, New York has the highest concentration of human capital in the world.
City governments all over the country want some of that human capital, too, and they've tried to court startups and manufacturing from Austin, Texas, to Cleveland, Ohio, and St. Louis, Missouri. New York does seem to be gaining some new traction, though. Rachel Hout is New York City's chief digital officer and part of Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration. She says the purchase just proves what New York boosters have been saying for years.
I think there's really a lot there that shows the momentum of tech growth in New York City and the fact that you're seeing engagement online and new communities develop, and especially with younger demographics and mobile use. This is happening in a platform that was grown and cultivated here in New York City.
A nice moment in the sun, but Silicon Alley's still got a long way to go before it commands the same kind of cash as Silicon Valley. Angel investing in New York during 2012 was estimated to be just a quarter of what it was on the West Coast.